79 is from the Director of the Department of Human Resources requesting authorization to double fill the position of Employment Relations Manager for up to 6 weeks.
Director.
Thank you, Chairman and Supervisors. The incumbent in this position has notified me that she intends to retire at the end of June. This is a key leadership position on my team. This person is working very closely with employee relations issues, investigations, plays just a key role in just a number of functions, including training and development, the leadership development effort that we're going through right now, employee development, and being able to hire someone just shortly before she leaves to do the handoff is really important to me. It just to ensure that we don't have disruption in what we're doing. Some of the investigation she's in the midst of, she'll be able to sort of download and hand off, that type of thing. So that's just requesting that we have that flexibility.
Move adoption.
Supervisor Alexander moves approval of item number 29. Supervisor Schmidt.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. My question would be, obviously you have to go outside for this. It's not a big shop, I'm presuming, but no one in the pipeline who has worked in this area that could be groomed to do this too?
Well, thank you. I'm certainly open to internal and external candidates. I'm going to do a very full recruitment on this one. It's such a key position, but I'm open to anything. So there may very well be some internal folks interested.
So is it, thank you, my follow-up is I would presume someone from coming outside would have some experience too. I mean, it sounds like a very important job, of course, yes, but it's, we think in 6 weeks. I mean, if someone internal, it could be less, but that's the maximum you're looking for. Is that correct?
That's the maximum. If it's an internal person and we can start some early training, this may be a moot point. We're just trying to prepare.
Okay. Thank you.
Supervisor Standby.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. What is the main credentials for this position? What do they need to have?
We're looking for someone with probably 7 to 10 years of HR experience, a background either in employment law, human resources, those types of areas. Someone who has a history and a track record of effectively investigating issues, resolving complex matters, that type of thing.
Okay. Do you have anybody in mind from your past relationships and your former employer?
I haven't gone out to my network just yet. I have a few thoughts on that, but I'd really like to see kind of who applies and what I get and go from there. But yeah, I think there are definitely a lot of talent in the Milwaukee market. So.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Supervisor. We have a motion for approval. Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Supervisor Haas.
Aye.
Schmidt.
Aye.
Roma West. Lipscomb.
Aye.
Alexander?
Aye.
Stanford?
Aye.
Collins?
Aye.
Mr. Chair?
Aye.
Motion approved, 8-0.
Thank you.